Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is Jesus Healed a Gentile's Daughter from Demons. And we are reading the beginning of the Bible. We started January 1st, and we read one Old Testament, one New Testament, one Psalms, and one Proverbs every day. By the end of the year, you will have read the whole Bible if you read with us every day. Takes about 15 minutes to read all of the scriptures for the day, but you will be excited that you will learn more about Jesus. You will learn about the Jewish people. You will learn about life and many other things. And I'm praying that God will speak to you through the Word of God. All right, so we're in Matthew 15. Peter asked Jesus to explain what he meant when he said that people are not defiled by kosher food. Do you understand? Jesus asked him. Don't you see that anything you eat passes through the digestive tract and out again? But evil words come from an evil heart and defile the man who says them. So they were arguing about how the Jewish people eat food that is not offensive to God. And so that was a religious law, and they wanted all of the people to obey that law. But when Jesus came, he started to explain about what was the meaning of not being defiled by the food that you eat. And so this is one of his disciples asked him, or the people asked him. Yeah. And so he was explaining this. It's not about what you eat that makes it evil. It's about the words that come from your mouth. And the words that come from your mouth comes from your heart. And the evil words that come from an evil heart, so there's two components to it, the words come from the heart. And evil words come from an evil heart. That's what he's saying. For from the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, lying, and slander. Can you imagine in your heart is stored all of these things, evil thoughts, wanting to commit murder, whether it's physical or psychological or spiritual. Adultery, fornication, theft, lying, and slander. Why is this in there? Because it's part of the Ten Commandments. This is part of the Ten Commandments. Where do these adultery, who said, thou shalt not commit adultery, fornication, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor? This is the Ten Commandments. And you wonder why people want to take it down in the United States. Oklahoma, in the middle of the night, they went and took the Ten Commandments down from their state capitol. And in the past, all of the capitals had those laws. That's not our laws. We have no authority to take down God's law. He made it for our benefit, not to hurt us. It hurts someone when you break the law, not when you keep the law. These are what defiles. But there is no spiritual defilement from eating without first going through the ritual of ceremonial washing. Jesus left that part of the country and walked the 50 miles to Tyre and Sidon. A woman on the way, a woman from Canaan who was living there bleeding, "Have mercy on me, Jesus, O Lord, King David's son, for my daughter has a demon within her and it torments her constantly." But Jesus gave her no reply and didn't even say a word. Then his disciples urged him to send her away. "Tell her to get going," they said, "for she's bothering us with all of her begging." And then he said to the woman, "I was sent here to help the Jews, the lost sheep of Israel, not the Gentiles." But she came and worshiped Jesus and pled again, "Sir, please help me. It doesn't seem right to take bread from the children and throw it to the dogs," he said. "Yes, it is," she replied, "for even the dogs beneath the table are permitted to eat the crumbs that fall." Told her, "Woman, your faith is great, and your request is granted, and your daughter was healed right now." Friends, Jesus healed the sick and those tormented by demons. Today we have many people being tormented by demons. How do you know? Because demons are looking for somebody to use for their purpose. And what is their purpose? To kill, steal, and destroy. These demons are real angels that decided to follow Satan and was cast out of, and they turned into demons. They provoke people to do things that people wouldn't normally do. And they enter into our lives by many, many doors. And I challenge you to go and look in the Word of God to find out more about how demons work. And if you see now on TV, all of the kids' characters are pretty much looking like demons. I just saw on the website the other night, I put in Incubus and whatever, and I looked at those pictures that was drawn for that, cartoons. They're all demonic. Oh, my God. We cannot let our children be allowing demons to enter into their lives. They're looking for people to destroy. Still heals today and sets people free from all sickness, disease, and torment. Anyone who calls upon Jesus will be saved. Anyone who asks him and believing that God will heal them will be healed. Matthew 4:23 says, "Jesus traveled all through Galilee, teaching in the Jewish synagogues, everywhere preaching the good news about the kingdom of heaven. And he healed every kind of sickness and disease." Anyone, any disease, any demonic oppression can be healed, can be delivered. People can be delivered from the darkness, the things that they're getting, they're wrapped up in. Once you get wrapped up in it, you're tied. You're bound. You don't have no peace. Amen? Let us pray. Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we know it's not your will that demons torment us, that the demonic presence tried to get us to be angry with each other and fight with one another and be divided. We know that the demonic presence causes division. Yes, all kinds of actions, that diversion, disruption. That's a big one. Everybody's talking about disruption. I see a lot of disruption going on. God doesn't bring disruption. God brings unity. Father God, we ask that America will repent for our sin, for killing little babies, Father God. Everybody thinks that it's not a big deal. It's a big deal to God. It's His children. And we don't have the right to kill our children. Don't have that right. Only God can take people home once they go home. And so we just thank you, Father God, for your word. Lord, we know that people are perishing because of the lack of knowledge of the Bible, Father God. Once people know the truth will set them free, Father God. You set us free, and now you're going to set the next generation free. Children are going to be healed. People are going to be saved. People will be delivered from the dark. Somebody's listening to this message and needs to hear this message. And that person needs to turn away from the darkness and walk into the light of Jesus Christ and to be delivered. And it's easy to be delivered. Say, get out of here in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we bless you today. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.